Now, there must be thousands of beers available worldwide, and, of course, beer sales are a very big business. But how do we actually make beer? And, at the same time, why do we taste the tastes in beer that we taste? Well, joining us to help us out is Professor Charlie Bamforth. He is from the University of California at Davis, but he's also Professor of Beer and Brewing. Charlie, are you really Professor of Beer and Brewing?
Yes, it's a hard life, but somebody has to do it.
I was going to say, can I have your job if you don't want it?
No, I think I've got the best job in the world, and I'm sticking to it.
What does that actually involve?
Well, basically what I do is I have three components to my job: teaching, research, outreach. And I teach people all about the science and technology of brewing beer, and we do have a pilot brewery here, and people can actually learn how to design and create their own beers. I have a very active research program, and I also have an outreach role of teaching people California and beyond about what a wonderful drink beer really is.
I suppose you must have a queue of students outside your door wanting to join your course, but when you actually talk about making beer, what's actually involved in the process?
Well, it starts in the barley fields where, you know, you're producing really good quality malting barley. Then the malting barley has to be germinated in a very controlled way to soften it and develop the enzymes that will break down the starch. And then that the malt that is produced is the germinated barley is dried and kilned. That introduces lots of color and flavor, the classic malty flavors. That then goes to the brew house and is ground up and extracted with hot water. And the starch degrading enzymes, the amylases, break down the starch to sugars. Then the liquid which is produced or extracted is called wort, and it's boiled with hops to extract bitterness and aroma. And then cooled and pitched with yeast, Saccharomyces, and the yeast, of course, produces alcohol and some other flavors as well. And then there's a downstream sort of cleaning up process, some filtration, some stabilization, and it's packaged.
Quite so why is some beer flat and other beers are quite fizzy?
Well, yeast produces alcohol and carbon dioxide in the classic fermentation process. It doesn't produce all the CO2 that you would want in a fairly highly carbonated beer. For some beers, more CO2 is introduced, but for other beers, it's the CO2 is allowed to drift away. And so a classic cask ale from England is fairly low in carbonation, perhaps 1.1 volume, 1.2 volume, something like that. But, you know, some of the wheat beers in Germany are very highly carbonated. They've got three times more CO2 than liquid, three volumes or more.